You're listening to the MRelevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by MRelevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Marketing Minute. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, so, we've talked a lot about some specific ideas, new strategies, new tools, new tactics with regards to social media. But over the last 6 months, you and I have each, in our respective marketplaces, have gotten a couple of interesting comments and questions from our clients and from friends and neighbors who have just had a couple of thoughts on social media. I thought it'd be worthwhile just to kind of riff and do a quick lightning round, if you will, and just talk about a couple of key things. You know, and honestly, between you and I have been playing in this space for, almost a decade now on a lot of these subjects. And so there's some stuff that's not exactly new. It's been consistent in terms of thinking about and applying and how you leverage social media and all that implies. And so I just thought it'd be fun just to spend a couple of minutes and just riff through a couple of quick things. One of the comments that I think you guys have heard recently is that, wait a minute, there's not instant results with regards to social media. Talk about that.
I think a lot of people expect that they're going to start posting on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, and that they're going to get, you know, instantaneously people walking through the door or responding to their posts. And, you know, just like any other type of marketing or interaction, you know, you've got to pay it forward a little bit to make that happen.
Yeah, no, it is an instant. I mean, this is the kind of a thing, no matter what kind of marketing strategy or marketing tactics you're trying to employ, whether it's a more traditional PR type campaign. We talked about promotional marketing last week. This stuff takes time. I mean, you got to plant the seeds and give them some time to kind of grow. I mean, this is not instant. I mean, there are elements to this that can be instant, but in most cases, certainly in my experience, it has taken time for the campaign to kind of grow some roots and develop. So that's real important to understand. Another thing I've heard a lot of are people who are very frustrated by their approach to social media and that it's not yielding results. And when you dig a little deeper and find out, a lot of them are just still doing this age-old push marketing. Well, that's never really worked. And certainly doesn't work here, right? Because there's so much noise.
Right. I mean, if you look at who's really successful on social media, they're going to be the campaigns that are more creative, the things that make you laugh, the things that are memorable, and they're going to be the people that engage you. You know, they ask a question, they give something away. They aren't just pushing messages out there that you don't have to respond to. They're saying something engaging that you want to respond to, even if it's just a like or a little heart, or even better, it's a comment or you're going to share it. But, you know, you've got to have that buy-in. You've got to pay it forward to, you know, earn those raving fans such that they will engage with you and share your messages and like your messages.
Yeah. You know, someone just the other day mentioned to me this panic about this new location thing on Snapchat, where you can kind of see where people are engaging on Snapchat and see their actual locations. And that freaked a lot of people out and also concerned a lot of small businesses, saying, gosh, do I need to be playing there? That's a subject for another day, this Snapchat strategy. But my immediate thought was, you know, just understand, first of all, is Snapchat even the right place for you and your target audience to be playing? And in a lot of my cases, it's not, because I'm talking to a more aged populace, if you will, and they're not necessarily playing in the Snapchat sound. They're not necessarily playing in the Snapchat sandbox, but I don't know. You just got to discern, all right, what social media platforms are relevant to your audience. I still think people don't understand that, and they think they have to play on all of them.
Well, I think it's different from industry to industry, and I think it's different for different age groups. So, you know, I'll always say pick two or three and do them well. Yeah. You know, two or three plus your blog. And, you know, your blog is a blog. It's not really social media. It's, you know, a necessity. It's part of your search engine optimization strategy. It's part of your content marketing strategy. It should be part of your, you know, social media strategy to some extent, because it's the way that you're going to share all those messages across all those platforms. But you don't have to be everything to everyone, but you should pick a couple of the sites and do them really well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. That's I tried early on in my career to have an active presence on every platform that existed, and I failed miserably. There's just not enough hours in the day to do it well. You can do it poorly, but that's not going to yield any results that matter to you. I was another subject I thought was interesting. I was overhearing one of your crew talking to someone on the phone, and they were talking about this idea saying, hey, it's okay to still have fun on social media. It's okay to kind of have a little creativity and have a good time doing this, because it should be entertaining. It should be fun. It should be something that's interesting to people. I mean, talk about how you should, I mean, can you in fact do this and have business success and have fun on tools like this?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the more fun, the better. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, I guess I was saying that I actually, it's probably my most retweeted tweet. You know, what you say doesn't have to be personal, but it does have to have personality.
Yeah.
So, you know, same is true for your business. And, you know, there's lots of fun things you can do online. We've launched a new brand recently, and just, you know, looking at what we've been able to do with imagery and quotes and a lot of really fun stuff across lots of different social media platforms. I mean, you can do a lot with just the right image and the right text.
Yeah, it's funny you went that direction, because I was going to commend you on this the new promotional efforts you guys have been doing with this new brand, and it has been frankly a lot of fun to see what you guys are doing with it. So that's a good example. I guess the final thing I want to talk about before we run out of time is this idea that I still think flummoxes most people, and that it's one of those ideas that if you ask 10 people what the definition of this means, you get 10 different answers. Mm-hmm. But it's engaging your audience. Now, there's still a lot of people that don't know what the heck that means. Going back to what we said earlier in this broadcast, you know, oh, it's just push marketing. That's how I engage my audience. Well, no, that's not very effective. But talk about, I mean, what is the definition of engaging your audience, and what does that really mean? I mean, how does it mean in terms of yielding results that actually matter to you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say at a minimum, if you know, we're talking social, let's just look at Facebook. So the minimal engagement on Facebook is they saw your post, they at least glanced at it and read it. That doesn't mean they liked it, and that doesn't mean they shared it. That would be an impression. So, you know, it's kind of important to watch that number, but to get them to really engage, you know, you want those likes, you want the comments, and you want the shares. And those are all things that are trackable. But, you know, if you're looking at just Facebook, if you've got 1,000 fans, you're lucky if 20% of them even see your messages. And they may not even see them if they're not engaging with you. So it becomes really critical to find a way to get them to like your content, comment on it, and share it, because that way they will see more of your content versus less of it. All these sites have algorithms that are based on what you like, what you share, you know, it equates to what you see. So if you don't like it and you don't share it, you're probably not going to see it. You know, and a perfect example is, you know, I like horses. I have horses. I comment on horse posts. So guess what I see more of?
Yep.
Post about horses. You know, same is true if you were, you know, in the market looking for a new house and you were, you know, liking houses on Facebook, you're going to see more of them. But, you know, when you, just because you like a page or like something, if you're not engaging with it, you may not be seeing everything you want to see.
Well, yeah. So it's a great way to think about this is the pages that you yourself like and where you engage, because as you said, you will see more of that. And so think about that in terms of the audience you are targeting. If you're not putting out material that interests and engages people, they're not going to engage in return. Which means that when you post about another house that you're, another community that you're launching, another community center that you're opening, or whatever the case may be, people just aren't going to see it. So you really have to think long and hard about putting out their content that people will engage with. And that's, you know, it's easier said than done. I mean, it's not rocket science, but it does require a little bit of thought and a little bit of creativity. So, well, I'm thinking of that discussion we just had, and that's probably a subject to go a little deeper on down the road a bit, maybe something we have to do. But I think for today, that's probably a good little round robin of a couple of the frequent messaging that we're hearing from our respective audiences. So that's probably good enough for today. So Carol, should anyone have any questions about all these different things we talked about with regards to social media, where do they go?
They can reach out to me at Carol at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com via email, or give me a call at 770-383-3360.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Marketing Minute. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.